Hello, welcome to my podcast today. We will be talking about the new meta in Warzone and everything that's changed in Warzone in the past few weeks since our last podcast. The things that have changed is the DMR has been successfully nerfed a little bit, but it's still, not too many people use it anymore, but people still use it a lot, but it's been getting better. The FFAR is now the new meta with the bullfrog. Yeah, those two guns are the meta right now, and they are very, very good. So if you're thinking of trying something new, I would be thinking of the bullfrog, okay? And the FFAR, if you want to use the meta guns. But if you just want to have fun, the gun I would recommend for you to use is the SPR and the AUG and the AUG from Cold War, not the AUG from Warzone, the AUG from Cold War, because this thing, I know it may be a burst gun, but it is very good for a burst gun. So if you have any comments or concerns that you want me to talk about in the next video, that's fine too, but we will be going over strategies with Warzone that you need to know about when you're playing Warzone. One strategy that you need to remember is that if you have money, you should always try and buy something if you have money and there's a buy station safe. Like, I think that's one of the key things. You can't, like, just... I know if you're trying to save up money to go buy your teammate back, well, like, that's a different story. But if you need to, like, you're just saving up money for, like, no particular reason, just to say, oh, I got $10,000 on me, and I got $10,000 and you only have $3,000. Well, it's fine. You know why? Because you need to spend your money, because you just can't hog your money and let your teammate do all the spending of the money, and you guys barely have enough money to even get a loadout. So let's talk about Rebirth. Rebirth, any gun that you use is overpowered. I even use the Uzi and the Odin, and it is amazing. It is, I won't say they're the best guns ever, but they are pretty good in Rebirth. I'm not saying they're good guns in general, but I'm just saying in Rebirth, anything that you want to use in Rebirth, it's gonna do some stuff. It's not gonna be a bad gun. I mean, every gun has its perks and its weaknesses, but I mean, it's, yeah, you know what I mean. It's not that, like, it's gonna be so drastic if you use, just say you want to, see, yeah, so, I'm sorry, I'm just in the middle of playing a game, so then I can talk about different strategies with you guys. I actually started up my own brand new Twitch. If you guys want to hit a follow over there too, I will be streaming once a week on Mondays for like 2 hours a day until I get like 100 people or something, because I only have like 6 followers now. So you guys want to subscribe, it's BOBIDHD. Okay, I know it's a weird name. I just made it up by myself. It was not like, I just wanted to start this Twitch stream because I just want to make sure there's enough people so I don't, you know what I mean. I'm not gonna, I mean, I want to stream for lots of people, but I don't want to stream just for one person. Yeah, so, you guys would want to give me a follow. If you don't want to give me a follow, that's fine. You could still show your support here on this channel by sharing this with your friends. Just make sure, because as I always like to say, we have to have fun on this always have fun on this channel. You always have to have fun whatever you're doing, even if you're doing like schoolwork, or if you're doing something that's not fun for you, you always have to make it fun and entertaining. Just always keep that in mind, okay? So that's basically it. Cold War, I don't know what's changed much about Cold War except, oh yeah, the MAC-10 has been getting a lot. A lot more stuff. The MAC-10, it's always been a great gun, but I think it's, since the DMR nerf, it's been getting a lot more attention. But I mean, that was always the secondary for the DMR anyways, but I think it's now the primary gun instead of just a secondary. People use it a lot more, like sniper and and stuff like that. So thank you for listening to this Anchor live stream. Just make sure you have a good day. Just be kind to other people, and I'll see you on the next one. Peace.